can't decide and torn between a romantic, comedy, action, or an indie film to watch for the weekend? Well, well, well. Golden State Media Concepts Movie Podcast is your ultimate guide to the latest movies. Join us as we dissect the latest on the blockbusters. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Movie Podcast.
To the GSMC Movie Podcast, brought to you by the GSMC Podcast Network. I am your host, Heidi, and I am very happy today to have the wonderful Sarah joining me.
I am excited to be here. I don't often get to join you on the Movie Podcast.
I know, and we're talking about the exciting topic of wrestling.
Oh, which I know not much, but more than I used to.
Oh, good.
Because of my husband.
Yeah, that would make sense. I don't actually know that much about wrestling, and I'm not necessarily talking about the sport. I'm talking about movies about the sport of wrestling.
Right.
Specifically, one family that wrestles. We will be talking about the film Fighting With My Family and the documentary which this movie is based off of, which is called The Wrestlers Fighting With My Family.
Hmm.
And I would say going into both of these films, I don't know a lot about wrestling, and I didn't really walk away from it knowing more about wrestling.
You know what I know about this isn't what I know. This is what I like to point out that really annoys my husband. I like to call those little tiny things that the guys sometimes wear man panties, which he doesn't appreciate.
Like the little Speedo type things?
Yeah, except that they're like granny Speedos. They're really big. I mean, wrestlers are big, so then they tend to have to wear, man panties. And then male wrestlers have this really, like when they have long hair, it's really disgusting. Like it's always wet, sweaty looking, and clearly it's product, but it grosses me out. And he doesn't really appreciate my commentary on that either.
Well, in general, I would say everyone in wrestling is sweaty.
Yeah.
Generally. But I don't know. I don't feel bad that I don't know more about wrestling after watching these films, because they're not really about wrestling. They're about the family, specifically the Knight family, which I will mention. I want to start by talking about the documentary, which came out in 2012, and I'm going to talk about this, then I'll go into the current film. So this documentary came out in 2012, as I mentioned. It was produced and directed by Max Fisher, and it's around 47 minutes, so it's short. And I want to mention you can watch this online.
You said 47, not 427, right?
No.
Okay, just making sure. That, I mean, that would be very short.
Yeah,
it's just 4 to 7 minutes, depending on which ending you choose.
Yeah. So this is easy to watch. You can type it in just into Google and you'll find it. It's also posted on Vimeo. It looks like posted by the director. So this doesn't seem to be like a super... It's not a big budget documentary. Not that there are many big budget documentaries, but...
Some have more budget than others, I would imagine.
Yeah, and I didn't... That didn't take away from this film. It is an enjoyable movie. Again, I like documentaries. I've said that many times on this podcast. So I found it very enjoyable. But it was a fun movie to watch. It focuses on the family of British wrestlers, the Knight family. The father is Ricky Knight. He has groomed his kids to be superstar wrestlers. He has his daughter Soraya and son Zach, and he encourages them to try out for WWE. You see that Soraya makes it in and Zach gets cut. But because of that, the family has to unite. They have to support their daughter. And it just kind of shows them on their journey supporting her into WWE stardom. And also just as the family continues on in wrestling, even when she is not, when she cannot be there. Also, I want to mention, I said it's not about wrestling, it's about family. That is very, very evident, really, from the beginning of the film till the end, and also very evident in the film Fighting With My Family, which is not a documentary, but the feature film.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I learned that the strongest force is not, like, muscle. It's not spandex. It's not sweaty, greasy hair or, I don't know, wrestling moves. Insert wrestling move name here that I don't know. But the strongest force is really family. And that compels this movie. That makes it way more interesting. I personally don't, I don't watch wrestling. I don't really enjoy wrestling. So I feel that the documentary and the whole movie becomes more interesting because of the family, not because of the sport. It's not trying to show you, like, behind the curtain of wrestling, what it means to wrestle. You know, they're not trying to, like, reveal that to you. They're talking about the family. And I enjoyed that element. It made it easier for me as someone who is not into wrestling. So I would say if you're into wrestling, you would enjoy it. If you're not into wrestling, you would also enjoy it. Mm-hmm. So the family, their middle son is Zach, and they're kind of like the kid that they focus on, not in a way that I don't know, I feel like the, he's the kid that the family has the most hope for in getting into WWE. And then when the movie opens, you think they're going to focus more on him a little bit, but that's not really how it goes, because Saraya, also called Raya by her family, she proves to be the star of the family business, and then because of that leaves them and goes to Florida to work with WWE. And what I find the most interesting part about this is I would have thought that Zach would maybe be more bitter towards her because it is, you know, it's also his dream to go to work and perform with WWE. And also, I also have to point out there's really like, from an outsider's perspective, at least, I would think that the family's, honestly, the family's poverty and also a potential for downtrodden attitudes would have made Zach a little bit, like, act out more related to Saraya's success. But Zach is really sincerely happy for his sister, and he clearly loves her, and he loves his family. And I guess that just shows that, like, the family love and, like, communal focus is stronger more than just individual success. I feel like the focus is a lot more on the family as a whole unit. And that is also expressed by Saraya's mother, whose ring name is actually Sweet Saraya. So Saraya is actually named after her mother's wrestling ring name.
Yes. Okay. This makes more sense because I was looking things up as we were talking. Yes. And I'm like, I'm so confused because this one, now she's married to Ricky Knight, but she's the daughter. Wait, what?
Yeah. Yeah. So
I'm getting on the same page.
The mother's wrestling name is Sweet Saraya. Her daughter's real name is Saraya. And she goes by a wrestling name in WWE as Paige.
Paige, yes. Now, okay. Now it's becoming...
it's all falling into place.
Right, in a strange sort of way.
Yes.
But really, that, you know, that could have gone in so many different directions, as you said, with the family. Like, there could have just been a lot of anger and a lot of resentment.
Yeah, especially with the title, like, fighting with my family.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Which I guess was the most surprising part, not really knowing much about the movies, the most surprising part was how strong the family was. And I don't know if this comes off bad, but you can tell from watching the film, the family is gritty. They're not rich. Their only source of income is the wrestling program that they have, which is not huge in England. it's not like America. America has WWE. The UK just watches American wrestling mostly,
right.
Except for like local wrestlers. So I would say, I would think that from an outside perspective, the family could be a bit more potentially bitter towards Saraya or just using her in a way that seems mean, I guess, using her success and using her looks and all of that to like just help themselves, like just selfishly. But I really didn't find that. The family is really obviously loving towards each other and really obviously caring. And I think that was really heartwarming. That made it so much more enjoyable. And including Zach, who's older than Saraya, you know, like you see him from the beginning of the film talking about how his dream is to become a pro wrestler with the WWE, like since he's like 6 years old, and his sister just kind of happenstance steps into the ring and becomes the star. It's like being set up for him to be really bitter and angry, and it doesn't come across that way.
Yeah.
So I'm really glad. Also with the family, you do see some darker elements related to it. Not extremely bad, not like depressing, but a little bit. You kind of see like family obligation and how that can kind of be like hand in hand with family love, and also like the idea of like family loyalty. and not wanting to let your family down. You see that a lot with Saraya. And the fact that the whole family does wrestling, it's not like they're really doing anything else, you know. Yeah. They've committed themselves to it. Also, particularly Ricky Knight, like his wife describes him as the brains of the operation. Like, he's very much clearly desiring the most for his kids to go into WWE. He sort of like is driving them to always be training, always be working out, always be going towards the big time, really. Mm-hmm. And you kind of see like the love of your father, but also the obligation to him and not to let his dream die, and kind of like how that mixes with personal dreams and like the personal goal of becoming a WWE star. And just like, is that just your family's dream, or is that also yours?
Mm-hmm.
Again, is interesting. It doesn't really go into a place that feels really dark, or it doesn't feel like Saraya's bitter towards her family for like pushing her to do this, and she really does want to do it. But it's interesting to see. It shows a glimpse of it, I would say.
Yeah.
Also, I kind of feel like that could be a bit helpful, maybe, like the idea of your family is counting on you and you don't want to let them down, and that could be like a propulsion for your own personal dreams as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I enjoyed watching that part about wrestling.
And it came out in 2012, is that what you said?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So before we continue talking about this film, we're going to take a quick break.
Want to know the latest and hottest music hitting the airwaves? Don't be left out. Listen to the Golden State Media Concepts Music Podcast. Keith keeps you on the loop with everything you need to know from pop, rock, hip-hop, and the top 40. And we'll throw in news of your favorite artists, concert and tour dates, and so much more. Listen no further, because this is the Gold Standard in Music Podcast.
Welcome back to the Movie Podcast. We are continuing to talk about the film The Wrestlers Fighting With My Family, which is a documentary. I want to encourage you to watch this film. It's easy to find, as I've mentioned. Don't skip on it. The film focuses on the Knight family, and I found myself falling in love with this family, which makes sense because The Rock saw this documentary and then wanted to make the film that he did make, which is Fighting With My Family, based off of this documentary, based on the Knight family.
Mm, so, I have questions when we get to that point.
Oh, yeah. Yes. and they are very lovable. In the opening scene of this documentary, you hear a narration about the family, and you kind of see like the chaos that can erupt during a wrestling match. And at least for me, it seems like they're going to tell you about this like family that's like really extremely, I don't know, crude and fighting and just rough, and people who, I guess, speaking for myself, I wouldn't necessarily be drawn to.
Mm-hmm.
But as I watched the film, I wasn't like put off by any of their antics. They do cuss a lot, you know, they body slam each other. They fight, they're crude, like, people in their speech, at least. But that wasn't ever something that I was like, oh, I, you know, don't like them, I don't want to watch them. I thoroughly enjoyed watching them the entire time. I really got to see a real family and how they showed each other how they loved each other, and also just the bond that they shared, which, spoiler alert, is related to wrestling.
What?
I know, surprise. It's really helped what they've dedicated their lives to, and you just get to see them just try so hard for this. I also want to mention they wrestle, and you see them in the ring wrestling, but then it also shows them they have a wrestling program which they put on for like kids and whatnot. It's kind of like getting the next generation of wrestlers. When I mentioned the film Fighting With My Family, that comes up a little bit more than in the documentary.
Well, because the documentary is 47 minutes and...
Yeah, exactly.
Got to do something exactly to fill in those gaps.
Yeah, which I'm glad they did. I'm glad they filled in the gap specifically about the program. Mm-hmm. It was pretty entertaining. But yeah, I got to see not just about the wrestling, but also about the program, about the family, like their continual goal, I guess, mm-hmm. of spreading wrestling around.
This family has their country. I'm sorry, I just interrupted you. This family has more names. I mean, yes. They're the Knight family, but that's not actually their real name. But then they've also got about 16 stage names each.
Yeah, no, that's true. I guess I'm saying the Knight family because that's what they go by. Yeah, that's what they go by, especially in the documentary and in the media and this kind
of thing. What they're known by. Yeah. I'm just, you know, again, doing some reading as we're chatting, and it's amazing to me. For a while, I was like, wait, which one is this? Because then the whole Soraya.
No, that is very confusing. Also, Soraya kind of looks like her mother a little bit.
A little bit.
Yeah, so I see where the fashion sense got rubbed off. but yeah, that is a bit confusing. And like her mother does talk about like, oh, the greatest compliment is when they say, oh, she looks like you, you know, which is cute.
But yeah.
Okay, so I do want to mention the wrestling a bit. The wrestling is not, it's like the overarching theme, but it's not the pulse of the movie. I would say it's not like what really comes across as the strongest element. I would say the strongest element again is the family.
Mm-hmm.
But you do get to see a little bit about the people who are involved in wrestling. Specifically, you see more about those who are involved in wrestling, but aren't in the WWE. In the movie Fighting With My Family, you get more about the WWE than you do in this documentary because it follows the family. Mm-hmm. Also, I believe the documentary was produced by Channel 4, which is like a news station in England. So mm-hmm. it's clearly going to focus more on what's going on in England than necessarily in Florida with Soraya. But because of that, you see a lot of the family and how they put on their program and how they continue to put on wrestling matches even without their daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Also, I want to mention something that's interesting. I said that the family isn't like using Soraya as like this giant meal ticket, but because she does go to the WWE, she does like that makes their wrestling program more popular. And at the beginning, you see that Soraya is clearly the most popular member of the family and in the wrestling ring. Her mother actually says that Soraya is eye candy on posters and money in the merchandise.
Thanks, Mom.
Which is, it's really interesting. She said like at times, like, forgetting that she's her daughter, she is kind of like a wrestling product for the family. They have like posters and everything of her, which is again kind of weird. But like you do get a glimpse into like this is the family's source of income. Mm-hmm. You know, they have to be able to survive somehow. And they also talk about wrestling being proper salvation for the family. Basically, everyone was saved by wrestling in some way, either from like the streets, drugs, crime, or just like their own bottled up anger. Mm-hmm. Like wrestling is really a way that saves them, I guess.
Interesting.
And kind of like how, at least for a lot of members of the Knight family, like they need the attention somehow, whether that's going to be through wrestling or if not wrestling, potentially through crime that they could have committed. So. It is, it's pretty interesting.
Huh.
And I want to mention, I felt every injury that happened, every knee pop, every body slam. I felt it. It doesn't, the film doesn't focus on injuries necessarily, but it comes up because it's wrestling and I felt it. Every slap. Oh man.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's rough. Especially again, it's not Hollywood, you know, it's a documentary. It felt very real. Okay, I want to move on and talk about the feature-length film, Fighting With My Family. It's out right now, 2019, directed and written by Stephen Merchant, produced by Kevin Misher and Michael J. Luisi. Also, Dwayne Johnson, or Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Also, his production company was related to this, which, yeah, interesting. Also, it's made by WWE Studios. And
oh, I didn't know there was a WWE Studios.
I didn't either. I feel like there's definitely a reason that none of us know. essentially, WWE is owned by the Wrestling Corporation. And for their films that come out, they will frequently mix well-known actors and actresses in leading roles with the WWE wrestlers. And a lot of the existing productions and all of it, they've been distributed to, like, not necessarily theaters, I think. In a way to make like a cheaper product for both like WWE and like the wrestlers and whatnot. You know, they're just trying to produce movies. They're not trying to make big bucks and they're trying to make it economically.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of actors, you have Florence. I feel like I'm going to say this name wrong. Florence Pug?
P-U-G-H?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's Pugh.
Okay. I mean, Florence Pugh.
That's how I've heard it pronounced before, but I could be wrong.
That sounds right. Florence Pugh, who plays Soraya or Paige, and the last name of the family is Beavis, but their wrestling name is Knight, so I kind of feel like it's interchangeable. There are a lot of names, as Sarah said. I'm just going to just going to go. I'm probably going to say all of them at some point.
At the beginning of the documentary, Soraya / Paige / whatever she is also introduced as Brittany.
Yes, that is her original wrestling name.
Her original stage name.
Yeah, it's a lot of names. Also, Jack Loudon plays Zach or Zach Zodiac.
Yes.
Nick Frost plays Patrick or Rowdy Rick Knight. Lena Headey? Yeah, there's no L. Lena Headey plays Julia or Sweet Soraya.
Really?
Yep.
Interesting.
Yep. It was really interesting role for her.
Yeah.
Vince Vaughn plays Hutch Morgan and Dwayne The Rock Johnson plays himself.
Okay. See, that was my question. I was like, okay, I'd seen previews for this movie, didn't really know what it was about, hadn't really paid attention. And then when we started talking about it, I'm like, this is about a British family and Dwayne Johnson is doing, wait, what? Is he going to do a bad accent?
Oh, he's way too noticed. Like, he is too well known to be in a wrestling movie and not be himself.
Yeah, yeah.
And I mean, there are cameos of other wrestlers. They don't try and be someone else.
Okay. I mean, I love Dwayne Johnson. Don't get me wrong. I'm not dissing him and his maybe not ability to do a British accent. I just couldn't figure out how that was going to work in here.
No, very fair. I'm really glad they didn't try and make him be someone else. And right. I mean, The Rock is so charming. Like, it didn't matter. I was like, oh, The Rock. I don't care that he's in this. Because I don't actually think The Rock was really involved with the Knight family. I think it was mostly for the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And because I feel like he was a driving force about making this film. Because I think, again, he saw the documentary and really liked it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's interesting that they put him in a lot. Especially for someone who I, again, don't really think was that super involved with the family.
Right.
But, you know, again, he's charming, so.
And he does he's the people's eyebrow. Come on.
He's the what?
That's his nickname. This is something I do know about wrestling. He's the people's eyebrow. You know how he always does that eyebrow thing? He doesn't do it as much now. I think he's maybe older or possibly had a little work done. I don't know. But, that the people's eyebrow, that whole eyebrow lift.
Oh.
Got a nickname.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Now I know more about wrestling.
Now
I know more about
wrestling
from this show than I do from watching the movies about wrestling. Wonderful.
I'm here for you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Like the documentary, this film is about family, about the Knight family. It focuses on their love for each other and for wrestling. You get to see a little bit more about the family business. Again, like Sarah said, it's a longer movie, so you get to get into more about what they do. And you see them, like, train young wrestlers around town. It's kind of like showing the family as kind of like helping kids from lesser backgrounds kind of become something else, you know, have like an escape from their life and potentially become really good wrestlers. They actually have a kid who is blind wrestling. And I was like, there's no way that's real. Apparently that was real. That actually did happen. They did train a kid who was blind to become a wrestler.
Oh, well, good for them if that's really what he wanted to do.
He wasn't just bullied into it.
I don't care if you're wrestlers. Blind. Get in the ring.
But it's pretty nice.
Is this a comedy? A dramedy? What is this?
Dramedy, probably. It's like a heartwarming film about a family.
Okay.
And The Rock definitely puts in humor, I would say. He's sort of like the comedic relief a little bit. I mean, the family, they're funny because they're just kind of gruff, you know, which makes it funny, I guess. But yeah, it's a dramedy, a family film, sort of. Maybe not for super young kids.
Sure.
But I did enjoy that part. It's heartwarming, I would say. I really had a genuine smile on my face this entire film. Okay, so you also get to see more of Soraya once she goes to Florida and trains with WWE, which you don't see in the documentary. Again, the camera crew is not allowed to go into the WWE and film her.
Mm-hmm.
So you get to see more of that. Again, that's made by the WWE, so I'm sure if there are any parts about the training that aren't super great, they probably didn't put it in. But, you know, it's still entertaining. You still get, like, workout sequences, like on a beach. So, you know, people running in sand and
montages.
Oh, yeah. Lots of workout montages, like flipping tires.
Nice.
That kind of thing. Lots of sweat. You know. Before we continue, we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll come back and keep talking about Fighting With My Family.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Welcome back to the movie podcast. We are continuing to talk about the film Fighting With My Family. So I want to say about this film, it is about family love. It focuses more on wrestling because, again, they have the time to do so. You get to see more of the training. You see more of Soraya's struggle when she's in Florida. The documentary shows more about the family's struggle while she's away and also the loneliness that they feel for each other.
Mm-hmm.
But you get to see more of Soraya's struggle. She is the clear protagonist in this film. I would say the documentary, the focus is the whole family. The film is definitely more about Soraya or Paige, however you want to refer to her.
What is your name, lady?
I, so much. Brittany, I don't know. also, Zach has a pretty emotional storyline. They focus more on him and feeling rejected by the WWE. I don't think that's bad because I don't think that takes a bunch of guessing to be like, well, he probably, you know, of course he probably felt sad about it, about not being chosen and having his sister being chosen basically on the spot.
Mm-hmm.
But they focus a lot on it. I feel like the emotional storyline that he has is more intriguing than Soraya's. I kind of felt his heartbreak more than I felt Soraya's, like her emotions.
Mm.
Not that you don't see her emotions when she's struggling to fit in at the WWE and things like that, but I felt like maybe it's because his struggle was potentially easier to portray. I'm not sure. Or perhaps it was just written in a different way, but I felt that his storyline was a little more intriguing in terms of emotionality.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I want to talk about The Rock a little bit. He is in this film a lot.
sure, because he's one of the biggest names in
right.
it.
Right, and that's very believable, but he kind of is this, like, guiding force for, like, young Soraya and, like, also provides humor. Also, at the end of the film, there's a text that comes on screen, like, it talks about where they are now, you know, where the family is.
Mm-hmm.
And it informs us that The Rock has left wrestling and went on to do other things, which, yeah, he went on to make movies. He's in a movie. I read that and I was like, is this a joke? But I don't find it super funny because, of course, he went on to be successful in films. Doesn't, like, everyone know that? Like, I know it. Like, I'm not living under a rock. Ha ha
ha.
Carefully crafted joke. But I just thought that was weird. I'm like, of course he's doing other things. He's in this movie.
Right.
Like, that's weird. Like, you're going to talk to me about, like, where, like, Soraya is in wrestling and then The Rock? Like, I don't know. I thought that was an interesting choice.
It was a little tongue-in-cheek.
Potentially.
I hope so.
I hope. Yeah. I don't know if I could really take that seriously. Also, Vince Vaughn is in this film. He also plays this, like, he's not really a humorous character. He's kind of funny because of the way he says things, because he could be funny, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But he also is this, like, sort of wise character that provides Paige or Soraya, whatever, bits of wisdom throughout the film. Which was interesting. He played it pretty well. He kind of wears, like, workout clothes and a tracksuit at times, which just made me think of him in Dodgeball. but again, his character is much more subdued in this film.
No,
I just
good.
Kept seeing it. I felt that the portrayal was convincing. There's only one time that I laughed because I'm pretty sure he was trying to be sincere, but he, like, winked. Like, and I can't take that seriously. Like, I'm going to laugh at the winking. I don't know how I'm supposed to not laugh, but Generally, I thought he was pretty good. Lena Headey as the mother, Sweet Soraya, I felt was pretty good as well. Definitely a different role from, like, Game of Thrones.
Right.
But I thought she was really good.
Before that, she was in the Sarah Connor Chronicles. So, you know, she tends to play kind of, like, tough, active women.
Yeah. She's definitely tough in this film. And I really enjoyed everyone's portrayal. It's generally a movie that made me smile.
I wonder what the Knight family thinks of the movie.
They have been going to a lot of the premieres and stuff and promotions, so it feels like they're on board.
Good.
They can't deny The Rock's charm. They couldn't say no.
They couldn't, right.
He just had to smile, and they were like, oh, we're
just
in.
Just lift his eyebrow.
We'll go. Exactly. Yeah. Just do the eyebrow thing, and they're like, all right, whatever you want.
Even my niece. I've told this story before when I was on with Stacey once, but when my niece was four, my parents owned the movie theater in my hometown, and one weekend they were showing the movie Shooter with Mark Wahlberg. And so there's the current movie on one side, and then the upcoming movie, the poster, on the other side of the door. And every time we walked by the theater, she would say, I not watched that Shooter. I not watched that. And then the next weekend it was the Tooth Fairy. And she'd say, I not watched that Shooter. I watched Dwayne DeWalk. Dwayne DeWalk Johnson. Every time anybody says Dwayne Johnson, I think Dwayne DeWalk. Dwayne DeWalk Johnson. So really, no one can deny the charm of
so strong.
Dwayne DeWalk. Even four-year-olds love him.
I mean, that's, yeah, I could see it.
Yeah.
It shines through. This film is funny at times. It is heartfelt at times. There is an emotional pull, I would say, but it's not super, super overwhelming, but it's there. It's a family film in general. There's no real explicit swearing, not that I can remember, but hinting at more mature content. Anyway,
it's PG-13, so it's probably not too bad.
Yeah, I would say it's a fun film. And also, it made me potentially more interested in the WWE. I might potentially look into maybe watching a fight or two. Are they called fights?
I think they're called matches.
Okay.
Or events, or I don't know. Are they fights?
Shows.
Wrestling match. No, they're definitely shows.
Oh, well. I mean, do they call it that, though?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Yeah.
Well, but I'll have to get back to you on that.
Right. I'll have to look into it. Overall, I would say it's enjoyable. I think it'd be a fun weekend watch. So that brings us to the end of the show. Thank you so much for tuning in, and please listen to the next movie podcast.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Movie Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.